This is the Prime Evening News for today, Wednesday, October 26, 2016. I'm your presenter, Linda Mark-Martin. In the headlines, religious figurehead describes parliamentary discord as embarrassing. Government takes steps to address challenges in a BREEAP report. Guyana's top cop wants courts to stop giving bail to people accused of gun crime. And Italy earthquakes, strong tremors shake the central region. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. The details of these and more stories coming up.
Is giving you more reason to celebrate. Our biggest BOGO ever has been extended. Shop now till Friday 28th October. Buy one, get one, 50% off store-wide. And you still pay nothing till January 2017. Don't miss out. Buy one, get one, 50% off across the store. Second item must be of equal or lesser value. Offer valid till Friday 28th October on credit purchases 24 months and over. Court store-wide BOGO. Extended just for you. Courts bringing value home.
Welcome back. Religious figurehead Reverend William Wattie Williams agrees that House Speaker Mrs. Alex Boyd Knight is unfit for her position, describing last week's parliamentary discord as an embarrassment to Dominicans. Last week, the opposition leader Lennox Linton and House Speaker Mrs. Alex Boyd Knight clashed during Linton's presentation of a motion of no confidence against Prime Minister Skerrett. The dispute escalated the next day, resulting in the opposition leader being expelled from the House of Assembly after his adamant refusal to apologize for his words the previous day. Wattie says he was sickened by the uproar and believes that Knight had provoked the opposition leader into his eventual reaction.
I was so sickened by the whole thing that I really left home. I switched off and I just drove out. It's become so true to form that I think that it is an embarrassment for me as a Dominican to know that this kind of conduct is going on abroad. It is because partiality, a partisanship, that is the main problem of this thing. Obviously, she provoked the leader of the opposition to the reaction that he took. You cannot, I find it difficult to interrupt somebody speaking by saying not to impute improper motives. So I think she's unfit to be a speaker of a House of Assembly. She's temperamentally unsuited for that position. She is incapable of impartiality, and she has no conscience about the way she's acting. I deplore the fact that we have reached a stage in Dominican politics that we have to put somebody like that in the speaker's chair.
Today marks the opening of the cruise ship season, and Dominica's rustic charm has earned the hearts of travelers as it landed number 4 on Lonely Planet's travel guide list of top 10 destinations to visit in 2017. The article praises Dominicans at the island's old-school allure of prehistoric ferns and deserted shores, and hurries visitors to the island before it is invaded by its first large-scale chain of resorts in 2018, which will pave the way for a new era of tourism. Earlier this year, Dominica came under fire for an underwhelming experience based on a recent survey done by the Business Research and Economic Advisors on behalf of the Florida Caribbean Cruise Association for the 2014-2015 cruise season. Many visitors claimed they were dissatisfied with Destination Dominica, and many said they will not recommend a land-based or resort vacation on the island to family or friends and will not return to the island in the next 3 years. Tourism Minister Robert Tong says the government has taken steps to address some of the challenges presented in the Business Research and Economic Advisors report. The report, which was conducted on behalf of the Florida Caribbean Cruise Association for the 2014-2015 cruise season, cited areas of weaknesses in the destination. Tong says some of these weaknesses require infrastructural improvements, legislative requirements, and attitudinal changes among service providers.
This government has taken the lead in addressing some of these challenges presented in the report, including the road works. As many of persons would have seen, there's much work has been done to the roads in the Commonwealth of Dominica, especially in the city, in the areas of Wharton Waven. We know that there are many contractors, at least 4 to 5, doing some important work on those roads to ensure that the persons in those communities benefit as much as possible from tourism. There's also work being done on the Wharton Waven to Trafalgar Bridge, which should be completed shortly. Persons coming to Dominica would have also realized that a lot of upgrades and improvements have been done to the ports of entry, the Douglas Charles Airport, the Rosewood Ferry Terminal, again, to welcome our visitors and our Dominicans coming back to our shores. And this is ongoing, and we are hoping to ensure that all of these are done before the end of the next fiscal cycle.
Due to unknown circumstances, WCMF has cancelled this year's VIP. Just last week, the DFC excitedly announced a VIP section at WCMF 2016 that would feature a special staged area with VIP views of the stage and front row access. A Facebook post by the DFC yesterday announced the cancellation, apologizing for the inconvenience and stated that refunds will be issued at the DFC office. Roseau Central MP Joseph Isaac calls for a hold to be placed on proposed amendments to the geothermal bill. Isaac says the matter requires further discussion as the country's energy policy also requires further amendments in order to move forward. He says government should not conduct business piece by piece, but rather should do so in a more holistic manner.
I'm asking this Honorable House not to go through the three stages, because I think we need some further discussion on that matter. And I've also said, Madam Speaker, that we need to, again, led by the Honorable Minister of Energy, we need to have a proper energy policy in place, Madam Speaker. Not just, we don't want to be looking like we're doing things piecemeal. So now we come with a geothermal bill. Then next time we come with another one. Then let us see how we can pull things together in a comprehensive way.
As part of the activities to observe this year's 30th anniversary of independence, the government of Dominica will host its annual Diaspora Forum on November 1, 2016 at the State House Conference Center from 10 a.m. According to a release, this event will give visiting nationals an opportunity to interact with the Cabinet of Dominica and to deliberate on matters of national development. This year, the event will be held under the theme Strengthening Our Commitment Through Investment. Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Roosevelt Skerritt, Minister for Commerce Rosalind Paul, Minister for Trade Ian Douglas, and Dr. Kenneth Daru, Minister for Health and Environment, will make presentations at the forum. There will also be an interactive segment for discussion as well as questions and answers. Meanwhile, the opposition United Workers Party will be meeting with the returning and visiting Dominicans tomorrow, Thursday, October 26, at the Prevost City Mall. The conference will mainly address social, economic, and other critical governance issues affecting the sustainable development of Dominica. In the region, Guyana's top cop doesn't believe that bail should be granted to re-offenders or anyone charged with a gun crime. Acting Commissioner of Police David Ramnarine is therefore calling for the judicial system to play a bigger role in helping police keep criminals off the country's streets. One of the disturbing things when persons are charged with firearm offenses is they are granted bail in the courts, he said. Providing an example, Ramnarine pointed to the cases of 4 men who were recently charged with unlawful arms and ammunition and were granted bail. And 2 strong earthquakes have hit central Italy, damaging buildings and sending scared residents into the streets. A 5.5 magnitude quake struck at 19:10 local time near Viso in Masarate province, officials said. It was followed 2 hours later by a 6.1 magnitude tremor in the same area. And 2 people were injured, but there were no immediate reports of deaths. The quake comes 2 months after a powerful earthquake struck slightly to the south, killing 295 people. The 6.2 magnitude quake on August 24th toppled buildings and villages in the mountainous regions of around Ametrees. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first, a recap of our headlines. Religious figureheads describes parliamentary discord as embarrassing. Government takes steps to address challenges in Bria report. Guyana's top cop wants courts to stop giving bail to people accused of gun crimes. And Italy earthquakes, strong tremors shake the central region. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log onto our website at www.q95ta.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire Q95 News team, I've been your presenter, Linda Martin.